Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend Flanders. Mm. That was courtesy of Johnny Davis. He also gave us Zeit Show Bob, but I think we'd already used that one.
Well, Zeitly Ho, neighbors.
Zeitly Ho. All right. Well, that's been an episode.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. We'll be back tomorrow.
I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Going to do one? Fine. Hi.
Hi. And here are some things that are trending. Dolly Parton's trending.
Yep. Love that.
Okay. So you love this.
Alongside Taco Bell. A few people tagged me on Instagram, sent me her Instagram post, but she posted a picture of a script that said Mexican Pizza the Musical. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm making hashtag Mexican Pizza the Musical with Taco Bell. And apparently, I don't know what the fuck that means. But again, I think speaks to Taco Bell's very keen eye when it comes to marketing. Like working with Dolly Parton is going to, that always is going to end well, I think.
Dolly Parton's very selective about who she chooses to partner with, who she chooses to accept nominations from. She was like, fuck out of here with your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination. You come to Dolly Parton on the day of her daughter's wedding and ask her to be in your Mexican Pizza the Musical, and she's like, in.
Oh, wait a sec. I'm putting on my, all right, never mind, doesn't matter. No, I was putting on my conspiracy theory hat, and I was like, what if Yum Brands is a partner of Dollywood, and they're being like, you know, we'll hook you up. I know you're serving Pepsi at the park, but they serve Coca-Cola over there, so.
Hell yeah. I mean,
that's a huge payday either way. That's, I think, what happened here, right?
Big payday? No, I think she's doing it for the love of the art.
Could you imagine? She's like, she comes and she's like, no, I sincerely love the Mexican pizza.
It would be wild for a Southern park like Dollywood to have Pepsi products. But yeah. Coke, Pepsi is called Coke in the South. They're like, give me a Coke.
Right. What do they do? I mean, if I'm putting on my conspiracy theory hat, if anything changes, we can point to this was when she started getting next to Pepsi. But either way, I don't know. We'll see what happens with
the all-consuming
corruption of Pepsi. No, this does feel a little shark jumpy to me. Feels like, okay, she's in on the meme, but then watch, this comes out and it's the next Hamilton. It's like better than Hamilton.
Just tears streaming down our faces.
Based on the true story of the internet losing its mind.
Mm-mm.
I didn't see the internet lose its mind on...
I never heard of that.
A couple news stories, and, you know, I do wonder if we will be characters in this, because we did talk about this, and it wasn't that big of a outrage as far as
Who knows? Or maybe it'll be Christy Yamaguchi Mane.
Christy Yamaguchi Mane attached to write the book.
Exactly. After that viral tweet.
R.I. Pod.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rest R.I.P. in peace, iPod.
Odd.
After 20 years or 20 some years, the iPod Touch, like I think the seventh generation was the latest iPod you could buy. There's Apple's like, we're done. We're discontinuing it. So now the iPod is no more. Okay. I mean, I loved my iPod when it came out. I remember it was like the focal point of my reality when I would like travel and like walk around and everything. So I have very fond memories of using an iPod. But I'm also like, when I look at stuff like this, I'm like, damn, what the fuck has Apple done though, like recently? Like what? It's like they're still coasting off of Steve Jobs. And like Tim Cook obviously is not an innovator. He's like more of a manager type.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get that quite the level of innovation. But I'm very curious to see, because they're going through some problems right now. They're like facing a revolt from workers who don't want to go back to the office.
They've done some very innovative things with tax laws. And parking their official company in Ireland to avoid having to ever pay taxes on their record-breaking profits. So, yeah, shout out to the original iPod, the beginning of the end for our culture. But, you know, we couldn't have known it then.
And no.
It was a nice improvement over carrying the case logic around.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Backpack of CDs.
Just constantly, like... hurting yourself to like I got 200 CDs though.
When the iPod came out, did you travel with a CD book?
Yeah, I would have one, and then we had like a communal one, because like my one friend would drive a lot and he had a sound system in his car, so like his CD book was sort of like representative. Like we would bring CDs into the car and like we just park them there because that's where we were going to play them. But then once the iPod came out, I became a, you know, torrent downloading freak, because that was like I think the fun part from just being like a broke kid. You're like, I can get music free, fuck it.
All right, and Tom Brady is trending because he got so much money to be an announcer / analyst for Fox.
Do you know how much money?
So much money. I think is the official figure.
Oh,
$375 million deal. We don't even know when he's retiring. That's a big payout for somebody who is like, you know, you never know what's going to come out.
What's he going to be like as an analyst, do you think?
I don't know, man. Like his interviews are very like vanilla. Like,
yeah,
he is the most just straight down the middle, like 80s news anchor of athletes. Which has not typically like yielded the best results. Like Drew Brees, so similar dude who's just like, yeah, he does a good interview after a thing. He looks good on camera when he's giving very limited answers that always represent that he has like the right mindset to win. But like that mindset is not always rational or interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whereas Peyton Manning had like a little bit more.
A little bit more
spin on the ball. I don't know. This seems like a big chunk of change to be given out to somebody who can't.
I mean, it feels like the kind of thing where, yeah, the people making that business decision are like, this is how we ensure eyeballs glued on, you know, like just this little investment. But I'm like, is it?
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true.
I don't think many people actually want to watch him talk about football necessarily.
I'd be interested to hear Ricky Williams talk about football.
Yeah, exactly.
But hey, man, go ahead. Secure that obscene fucking bag.
It's like giving Michael Jordan like a ton of money to hear him like be an NBA analyst.
Right.
It's like, no, it was Charles Barkley. Like Charles Barkley was the guy. Like he, yeah, exactly. When Charles Barkley was playing, he was like considered a loose cannon and
a meanie.
Yeah, mean. But he's interesting to hear talk on TV.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan just has a killer mindset and knows how to say the right thing at all times when a camera and a microphone are in front of his face.
Yeah.
That's Tom Brady.
Maybe he slips up and then we're like, oh, there you are, you fucking creep.
I mean, he's had MAGA hats in his locker before.
But I guess to me, the most interesting version of him is when he's kissing his son or he's really drunk after winning a Super Bowl.
Drunk for the first time since college, I believe, would be my guess.
Was how that looked.
You know, like I can definitely see like a lifestyle brand from Tom Brady, you know, with the TB12 stuff, with the, you know, he teaches you how to live to 135 years old.
Right.
That's all good. I don't know that this is, I'm not tuning in to hear him like bounce off of Stephen A. Smith, you know?
right.
Like, just seems anti- Interesting. And I don't like that shit anyway, so I wouldn't be tuning in anyway, so maybe I'm missing something. I will say that now when you see a picture of Tom Brady in the news, he's typically wearing a TB12 hat. I reproduced the logo in our document here. Miles, what are your thoughts on this logo?
I've seen it before, and I'm like, how tragically Tom Brady looking that logo is. It's the most uninteresting fucking logo. Like, I get it. People are like, yo, how do you make my initials and the number like one fucking thing? Who gives a shit? I don't know. Like this looks like a failed mock-up of like what a Pepsi logo could have looked like.
Yeah. Or like that Baskin and Robbins one where they like nailed the, hid the 31 in there. So it wasn't like, it wasn't obvious. But it's there, and someone's like, oh, and it's also got the 31. That's cool. But this is like, this one's a mess, man.
Yeah,
it's a real
trying to make
piece of shit
a thing.
But if Tom Brady gets James Harden to start doing TB12 and James Harden comes at peak physical condition next year to the 76ers, I will forgive all. And that's the only thing I'll talk about. So you have your assignment, Tom Brady. I'll stop shitting on your logo if you can just get James Harden to...
Please make that step back automatic.
Mm. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk crypto, baby.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back and we're in. Yeah, I know we've talked a lot of shit in the past about crypto, but we were wrong. Crypto is the future.
Yeah.
You know, I know things don't look good right now. That's why you got to jump in, invest, you know, buy low, sell high. No, crypto's like bottoming out. The numbers on, like, you know, the number of transactions that were happening this time last year or even like 6 months ago versus right now, it's like down 90%.
Oh shit, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's like it was a fad. So the problem seems to be it isn't anything. It has no value to anyone beyond the fact that it's a way for people to make money off of you.
Yeah, someone lost $100 million in one day. Wow, look at you. Must be nice.
I don't give a shit about like the really rich people losing money.
It's the people who have this get rich quick shit dangled in front of them and get suckered into like putting, like, they're like, I could save for something monumental, like potentially like getting a house or a car or whatever. And like, nah, let's take a punt on this. Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking grim. But you know what? I'm on crypto Twitter right now. They're loving it. So they're like, we've seen this before. They think it's March 2020. We survived.
Love it. Now we know who the haters are, and they won't be allowed on our crypto yacht in this time next year.
It's just so volatile. Like at this point, it's like, oh my God, how could you look at that and be like, yeah, I want to own that. Like as a substantial investment, I don't think you can. Plus, last week, so many NFT projects were going belly up. There was like a few that like athletes were backing, and like suddenly, like they're having to, you know, put out statements or like, oh, I had no idea what was going on. Like they came at me with this opportunity, and like I didn't think that like everyone's gonna like lose all their money.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what it was. They were using you to get to them.
Yeah, if you're waiting for the crypto supporters and crypto proponents to be like, we were wrong, I would recommend reading the early history of the Seventh-day Adventist movement, because they started out with someone named William Miller, who said Jesus was coming back soon, gave out a date, put all his chips in on that it was happening. Jesus did not come back on that date.
Fuck.
And that is still a large religion in the United States.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they don't, nobody
hey,
ever
but they got
is
great
like,
diets.
Our bad, we're wrong, we're coming back to town now.
Great diets, though. Shout out to Blue Zone.
Yeah. TB12 stole everything they knew from Seventh-day Adventists. The Trump ban is looking like it's over. Elon Musk has announced that if his sale goes through, that we might not we might that he will officially rescind Trump's ban. Trump has said he won't be coming back. I don't believe that.
I get that he's, a lot of people are saying he wants Truth Social to be good first. Well, good fucking luck.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling he'll get over that shit real quick. Once some other voice becomes more prominent on Twitter that's not him, he's gonna have to take that as his cue to come in and start yelling shit again.
It's all lining up. Those interesting times that we're living through seem like they just got an extension.
Yeah.
Trump ban, abortion ban, going in the opposite directions.
Yeah.
Or I guess they're going in the opposite direction. Hold on, let me just do some quick maths here.
Let me just draw some lines
opposite directions
with arrows. Yeah, and that one's going that way. Yeah.
Yep.
Off the site.
Because Trump is banned, but then he won't be banned abortion isn't banned, but it will be banned.
Yep.
Okay.
Or who knows? Who knows what happens? Will Brett Kavanaugh cave? Who knows?
I mean, he seems like a cool dude. So we, you know, all we can do is hope.
You'd hope that the fact that he has younger daughters may factor into him finding some semblance of humanity. If the rumor is true that Kavanaugh was the one that was wobbly.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. That's no use in speculating now. I think just need to focus on ensuring proper outcomes, regardless of what these freaks do over there.
And FIFA is trending.
Yeah. Big news if you're a gamer. And for many people who play video games, FIFA is just like one of those games a lot of people play. It's like more than a game. It's like a thing. You can just like, hey, come over and play FIFA. The iconic soccer game, they announced that Electronic Arts, who's the developer, and FIFA, the governing body of world soccer, world football, are no longer going to be partnering on the game. It sounds like FIFA wanted like double the licensing money to use the name in the game. So now EA is going to have to use a different name for their game, like whatever that, like the next iteration of FIFA is going to be called. But I don't know, like when I read it, I was like, just someone else make a good soccer game, because FIFA has kind of been resting on its laurels. And a lot of people are, they're like, we're buying the same game, with just the new uniforms. That's the only difference. Like the mechanics haven't changed.
Oh, is that what's been, that's where the game's been at? They've just kept it the same.
They had a couple breakout, like they were like 5 years ago, there's like a good one. And then like they incrementally add, and, you know, kicks off a debate if that, or there's this other game called PES, Pro Evolution Soccer, is better. But all that to say, it's all about money, and we'll see how EA does. They seem to have already other licenses with most of the world of soccer, so it might not change much. But big news for someone who's always been buying FIFA every year.
FIFA is one of those games that, even though I don't really care much about the sport, it seems like everybody I know plays FIFA. It like crosses over. Is it the best sports game currently in existence?
I don't know. I'm biased, and I don't even think FIFA is the best guy. I really loved FIFA Street like many years ago. Mm. I think NBA Street 2 is the greatest sports game of all time, if I'm going to be completely honest.
When did that come out?
That came out like 2005-ish.
Got it.
Or NBA Street, like or even when you could play street ball in NBA 2K1, and you could play like at Rucker Park. Those felt like more fun to me, but I don't know. I think just because of the popularity of soccer, the most popular soccer game is just going to have take up a huge amount of eyeballs in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Or NFL Blitz. I like NFL. I like the weird, wacky versions of sports games. Like, I'm not always like, oh my God, the feel of like the, you know, calling an audible like at the line of scrimmage. Like, I don't care about Madden and shit. I like NBA Jam type shit when it comes to sports games. That's more fun because I like to do the outlandish because that's more, I think, more dream fulfillment, fantasy fulfillment for me.
Yeah. Did they go? So the NFL Blitz one was kind of the NBA Jam of football, but like, have they gone off in the direction of just like making everything more realistic and less?
Yeah. I mean, that's like the same reason why, like, I could play 2K, like literally NBA 2K, because I'm that old, when it was the year 2000. And like up until 2K5, then the mechanics and the timing became so much about like feeling it and stuff like that, that it just became, I was not as involved or invested in the game to want to keep up with all the mechanics. So that's why I think at the end, it's easier to play games that are just more like, yep, you just how you shoot, release it up at the highest point, and then you got something.
Right, right. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Find some way to help people continue to have abortion rights. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.